This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Ofolip. Active ingredient, S. phalaetropin alpha. This leaflet provides important information about using Ofolip. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Ofolip. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Ofolip? Ofolip contains the active ingredient phalaetropin alpha, which is similar to follicle stimulating hormone, FSH, found naturally in humans. Ofolip belongs to a class of hormones called gonadotrophins. FSH is necessary for the growth and development of egg cells, follicles in women, and sperm production in men. Ofolip is an approved biosimilar similar to the reference product Gonal, F. In women, Ofolip is used to bring about the development of follicles in women who are not ovulating and who have not responded to treatment with clomiphene citrate. Ofolip is also used to stimulate the development of several follicles in women undergoing assisted reproductive technologies, ARTS, such as in vitro fertilization, IVF. In men, Ofolip is used in combination with human chorionic gonadotropin, HCG, to stimulate the production of sperm. What should I know before I use Ofolip? Warnings. Do not use Ofolip if you are allergic to phalaetropin alpha or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Do not use Ofolip if you have tumors of the hypothalamus or pituitary gland. For women, do not use Ofolip if you are pregnant, you are breastfeeding, your ovaries are enlarged, you have an unexplained ovarian cyst, you have unexplained vaginal or uterine bleeding, you have cancer of the ovaries, uterus, or breasts, your ovaries have failed, you have fibroids in your uterus, or malformations of the sexual organs which would make pregnancy impossible. For men, do not use Ofolip if you have increased levels of gonadotrophins indicating failure of the testes. Your infertility is due to disorders other than hypogonadotrophic hypogonadism, low levels of gonadotrophins. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not use Ofolip if you are pregnant. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Do not use Ofolip if you are breastfeeding. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. If you are not certain whether these conditions apply to you or you are worried about anything on this list, tell your doctor. Use in children and the elderly. Do not give this medicine to a child or elderly person. Before you start using Ofolip, your doctor will assess you and your partner's fertility. This may include tests for other medical conditions, which may interfere with your ability to become pregnant. If necessary, other medical conditions may be treated before starting infertility treatments, including Ofolip. Tell your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: disorders of the thyroid gland, disorders of the adrenal glands, high prolactin levels in the blood, porphyria, or a family history of porphyria. For women, your doctor will assess if you have any medical conditions which interfere with your ability to become pregnant. Treatment with Ofolip may increase your risk of developing a condition called ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome, OHSS. This is when the ovaries overreact to the hormonal treatment and become larger. The most common symptom is lower abdominal pain. During stimulation, your doctor will monitor your treatment by the use of ultrasound and/or blood tests to help determine if you are likely to develop OHSS. If necessary, your doctor will delay or cancel your Ofolip injection. You may also be advised to refrain from sexual intercourse until the end of the cycle if this occurs. Compared to natural conception, the frequency of multiple pregnancies and births is higher in patients receiving treatments that stimulate follicle growth for ovulation induction. The majority of these are twins. Your doctor will monitor your response to treatment to minimize the chance of multiple pregnancies because of the great risks they carry for mothers and babies. Compared to natural conception, the frequency of pregnancy loss is higher in patients undergoing treatments to stimulate follicle growth for ovulation induction. there may be a slightly increased risk of birth defects in women using assisted reproductive technologies. This may be due to increased maternal age, genetic factors, multiple pregnancies, or the procedures. An effect of medicines used to induce ovulation has not been excluded. Tell your doctor if you or a family member have or have had signs of blood clots, e.g. pain, warmth, redness, numbness, or tingling in the arm or leg. Treatment with Ovalipan HCG may increase the risk of blood clots forming in your blood vessels. Talk to your doctor about any concerns you may have before undergoing treatment or before you start using Ovalip. For men, elevated FSH blood levels are indicative of testicular failure. Your doctor may ask you for a semen analysis to assess your response to treatment. Talk to your doctor about any concerns you may have before you start using Ovalip. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Tell your doctor if you have any allergies to foods, dyes, preservatives, or any other medicines. Some medicines may interfere with Ovalipan affect how it works. Your doctor has more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while using Ovalip. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Ovalip. How do I use Ovalip? How much to take or use? Your doctor will decide the correct dose of Ovalip for you. Your dose of Ovalip may be adjusted depending on your individual response to treatment. Please consult your doctor if you are in any doubt. The following is a guide to the common dose. Women who are not ovulating. The common dose usually starts at 75 IU, 5.5 microgram daily. The dose may be adjusted as your treatment progresses. The maximal daily dose is usually not higher than 225 IU, 16.5 microgram. Women undergoing assisted reproductive technologies. The common dose usually starts at 150 IU, 11 microgram daily, commencing on day 2 or 3 of the cycle. The dose may be adjusted as your treatment progresses. The maximal daily dose is usually not higher than 450 IU, 33 microgram. Men with hypogonadotrophic hypogonadism. Ovalip is commonly given with HCG. The common dose usually starts at 150 IU, 11 microgram 3 times a week. When to take Ovalip? You should have your injection at the same time each day. Ovalip is given as a course of daily injections. Treatment with Ovalip should be started under the supervision of a specialist doctor experienced in fertility treatment. Do not use Ovalip on anyone else. It is for your use only. How to inject Ovalip? Ovalip is given as a subcutaneous, under your skin injection in the lower abdominal area, or thigh. Ovalip is intended to be injected by you or your partner. Ovalip cartridges should only be administered using the Ovalip pen, which is available separately. Alternatively, your doctor or a nurse may give you these injections. If your doctor or nurse decides you can give the injections yourself, the doctor or nurse will teach you the injection technique. You can also find separate instructions for use provided with the Ovalip pen. Do not self-inject until you are sure of how to do it. Read the instructions for use provided in the pack carefully before commencing injections. Your partner may be trained to give the injection at home. Where to inject Ovalip? Ovalip is usually given in the lower abdominal area, except around the navel and waistline, or the front of your thigh. The injection site should be changed daily to lessen possible injection site reactions. Do not inject into any areas in which you feel lumps, firm knots, depressions, pain, or see any discoloration. Talk to your doctor if you find anything unusual when injecting. How long to use Ovalip for? For women, the length of treatment varies with each patient. It is possible to have more than one treatment cycle of Ovalip. For men, the combination treatment of Ovalip and HCG could continue for at least 4 months and may continue for up to 18 to 24 months. If you forget to use Ovalip, Ovalip should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you forget an injection or are not sure what to do, contact your doctor or nurse immediately for advice. Do not inject a double dose on any day. Ask your doctor if you are not sure what to do or have any trouble remembering to inject your medicine. If you use too much Ovalip. If you think that you have used too much Ovalip, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or in New Zealand call 0800 764 766, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Ovaleep? Things you should do. See your doctor regularly. Your doctor will monitor you closely throughout your treatment. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are using Ovaleep. If you plan to have surgery, tell your doctor or dentist that you are using Ovaleep. Your doctor will carefully monitor your response to Ovaleep by using ultrasound, blood tests, or semen analysis. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while using Ovaleep. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Ovaleep. Things you should not do. If you are self-injecting, do not stop using this medicine suddenly. Change the dose unless your doctor tells you to. Changing your dose without advising your doctor can increase your risk of unwanted side effects or can prevent the drug from working properly. Give this medicine to anyone else, even if their symptoms seem similar to yours or if they have the same condition as you. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Ovaleep affects you. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Prior to using, store Ovaleep in the original package at 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius. Refrigerate. Do not freeze. Protect from light. Should refrigeration be unavailable, Ovaleep can be stored below 25 degrees Celsius for up to 3 months and away from light. Ovaleep must be discarded if it has not been used after 3 months. Do not use Ovaleep if the solution contains particles or is not clear. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. When to discard your medicine. After first piercing Ovaleep pen with a needle, Ovaleep may be stored below 25 degrees Celsius for a maximum of 28 days with the cap on, in order to protect the product from light. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. If you are self-injecting, you should discard all sharps into a disposal unit. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Do not use Ovaleep if you notice any visible signs of deterioration or damage to the container. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Head-related. Headaches, dizziness. Stomach or bowel-related. Stomach pain, abdominal distension, or abdominal discomfort. Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Skin-related. Pain, redness, itching or swelling at the site of injection during your treatment with Ovaleep. Acne, for men. Hormone-related. Weight gain, in men. Reproductive system. Vaginal bleeding. Some breast development, in men. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Allergic reactions. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Severe skin rash, itching, or hives. Heart and blood related. Warning signs of stroke or heart attack. Warning signs of blood clots such as pain, warmth, redness, numbness, or tingling in your arm or leg. Inflammation, swelling, or pain in your legs. Reproductive system. Signs of severe OHSS such as severe lower abdominal pain, severe pelvic pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea followed by rapid weight gain, reduced amounts of urine and shortness of breath. Ectopic pregnancy. Embryo implanted outside the womb may occur, especially in women with prior tubal disease. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Ovaleep contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Each cartridge contains the active ingredient filtropin alpha, RCH, recombinant human follicle stimulating hormone 300 international units per 0.5 milliliters, or 450 international units per 0.75 milliliters, or 900 international units per 1.5 milliliters. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Mannitol. Monobasic sodium phosphate dihydrate. Sodium hydroxide. Benzyl alcohol. Polysorbate 20. Methionine. Benzalkonium chloride. Water for injections. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Ovaleep looks like. Ovaleep contains sterile solution for injection in a cartridge. Ovaleep solution for injection is available in the following strengths and pack sizes. 300 international units per 0.5 milliliters, 22 microgram. The pack contains one cartridge of solution for injection and 10 needles for administration, OSTAR 3, 2, 8, 1, 2, 2. 450 international units per 0.75 milliliters, 33 microgram. The pack contains one cartridge of solution for injection and 10 needles for administration, OSTAR 3, 2, 8, 1, 2, 0. 900 international units per 1.5 milliliters, 65.52 microgram. The pack contains one cartridge of solution for injection and 20 needles for administration, OSTAR 3, 2, 8, 1, 2, 1. The Ovaleep cartridge is designed for use in conjunction with the Ovaleep pen only, which is available separately. Who distributes Ovaleep? Theramex Australia Pty Ltd. 60 Margaret Street, Sydney, New South Wales 2000. For inquiries call 1-800-Theramex or 1-800-843-726. This leaflet was prepared in March 2021.